direction of my quest. It seems likely that this summons means death, but Guardsmen are hard to kill, as you know. He nodded, with a tight smile. Pox went on, Sir Marshal, I ask you these favors. Would you ask the Marshal General to send a sword to my family at Three Furs when she thinks it safe for them, and such word of me as she thinks it wise for them to have? I will, he said. You are sure you will never return there? I knew that before now, Sir Marshal. However this ends, I cannot return. I would like the Marshal General to know my wishes in this.
I will tell her, said Seklus. Be sure of that. What else?
This time I will not have Gerd's symbols defaced, said Pox. I will arrange to return my arms and medallion. If you will leave these in the Grange at Westbells, on your way east.
You expect to follow?
The High Marshal's voice was completely neutral. Pox shook her head. I expect to follow Gerd's directions, Sir Marshal. I hope to follow, but, to be honest, I expect not. He lowered his voice.
It is not the way of the Fellowship to sacrifice any Guardsman, let alone a paladin, without a fight.
Pox managed a smile. On my honor, Sir Marshal, they will find they have a fight, though not the one they expected, perhaps, and as well, she found herself grinning at him, as well imagine if one paladin can spoil such a long-laid plot. How many years has that black web-spinner been preening herself on the completeness of her webs? And the Master of Torments must have enjoyed what happened to a helpless child. Yet now the rightful king returns, and their attempt to sever Leonya and Seiya will fail.
If you can find him.
The High Marshal held her gaze. If you can pay the price. I can find him, said Pox. As for the price, what I have is the High Lord's, and I will return it as he asks.
Gerd's grace be with you, Paladin, said the High Marshal formally.
And Gerd's power rest in your grange, replied Pox. She bowed, and strode quickly from the chamber. She hardly noticed those who moved out of her way in the passages outside. She was wondering how Phelan had been trapped. Were all the squires dead? Was he himself dead, and this message no more than a trap for her? But she did not believe that, else her quest would lead somewhere else. She would find him easily enough. Those who had sent the ring would see to that. She came into the outer court and glanced up to see what light remained. In another glass or so it would be dark. No one questioned her at the outer gate, though the guards greeted her respectfully. She nodded to them and passed into the wide street beyond. Here she slowed to a stroll and looked around carefully. The street seemed full enough of hurrying people, hunched against the cold and ducking into one doorway or another. Directly across from the palace gate was a large inn, the Royal Guardsman. On one side was a saddler's, with a carved wooden horse, gaily decked, over the entrance. Beyond that was a cobbler's, then a tailor's shop. On the other side was a scribe hall, then a narrow alley. Pox walked that way, past the ground floor windows of the inn's common room. She was aware when someone came out the inn door behind her. She felt the back of her neck prickle with another's attention, but she walked on steadily. The footsteps behind quickened. Pox slowed, edging toward the front of the scribe hall.
I think, said a low voice at her shoulder, that you must be Poxenarian.
Pox turned. The follower was a tall red-headed woman, in the garb of a free mercenary. Pox saw the hilt of a dagger in each boot, as well as one at her waist. Yes, she said quietly, I am Poxenarian. The redhead gave her a scornful look, up and down.
You are just as Bara said. Well,